This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, tackling the food trigger that won't give up. Learn the most powerful weapon of all for lasting liberation from food frenzy. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Inside Out Weight Loss is about the inner journey of outer transformation. It's about how to change your weight from the inside out. The traditional way to lose weight is to go on a diet, follow a nutritional or exercise plan, or better yet, both. And you know what? It works. If you do the things that you're supposed to do, you will lose weight. The key, of course, is getting yourself to do those things. I know that I had an encyclopedic knowledge of nutrition back when I was struggling with my weight, but did it do me any good? Absolutely not. All it did was feed my obsession and my frustration with my inability to actually keep to the plan, stick to the program, or even when I did stick to the program, to keep the weight off once I'd lost it. So this podcast is dedicated not to the what you should do, but to the how to get yourself to do it. And this is a little shocking here, enjoy it at the same time. It's a well-kept secret that it can feel way more fun and you can enjoy your life a whole heck of a lot more and enjoy food even more. Yes, it's true. Eat less, enjoy it more. As a naturally slender person, now, before you start thinking, there's no way that's who I am because I have been overweight since before I was born. But yes, naturally slender is a state of mind that you too can be in on an ongoing, everlasting basis, I might add. And it's way more fun. It's true. So, ho, 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 as we enter what here in the United States and in many countries in the world is the season of indulgence, I invite you to indulge yourself in a splash or two of deep relaxation as you allow yourself to drop down inside of you. I liked so much last week's journey into the hot tub of deep relaxation, I invite you once again to take the plunge. Imagine that as you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're dipping your feet into a wonderful, warm hot tub of relaxation, of comfort and kindness. Imagine kindness and comfort swirling and bubbling all around you as you sink your body ever deeper into the hot tub, and as that hot water, that delightful and delicious kindness and relaxation, goes up from your feet to your ankles, up through your calves and knees, you can feel the cold, the tension, the tightness, tingling away all the way out through the top of your head. And as those tingles evaporate ever more tension and tightness, cares and worries of the day, That relaxation, that warmth spreads up your thighs, to your hips, your belly, your waist. It feels so good all the way up until the last wisps of tingling release fade into the cool, crisp air. Your body lets go that much more into your own inner kindness, comfort, compassion, and continues to bubble away throughout the rest of this episode of Inside Out Weight Loss. And one thing that may bubble up for you is an intention for this week's journey, for this week's episode, something that serves your highest good. You can allow it to reveal itself to you now, or allow it to surprise and delight you sometime, many times throughout the week. I'd like to surprise and delight you with a message that surprised and delighted me from Dennis on Facebook. He wrote to tell me that he just wanted to share with me that he reached the 50-pound mark in his weight loss journey. He continues, writing, I've been catching up and have listened to one podcast a day for the past 120 plus days. I used to tell people that I was unsuccessful with weight loss because I was never in the right frame of mind when I started, and therefore the diet never lasted very long. You've helped me so much to get into the right frame of mind, thinking and eating like a naturally slender person, as well as all of the other help along the journey. I look so much forward to continuing the journey with you. Thank you. And I got to tell you, I saw pictures of Dennis before and after on Facebook, and he looks like a different guy. So congratulations to you, Dennis, for hanging out and cultivating the right frame of mind. Sometimes it takes a little bit of retraining of our brains, of our thought patterns, to become naturally slender. Because as you may know, I like to say, if it's not easy, you've got more work to do. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that being naturally slender is, wait for it, guys, natural. It's actually natural to be naturally slender. Just look at our forefathers way back in the hunting and gathering days. We ate when we were hungry or when food was available, and we stopped when we were satisfied. Babies do it. You popped out of the womb eating when you were hungry and stopping when you were satisfied. It's true. You have it in you. I'm telling you, I never would have guessed it for myself. And here I am, 20 plus years on, having maintained my naturally slender weight. You know, it's a little scary. It's almost time for me to start saying 25 years. Mamma mia. But you know what? I may have a few lines to show for it, but I feel great in my body, have loads of energy, can do whatever I want to do physically, and I get to eat whatever I want. Not bad for a former binge eater, face stuffer. And I am here to help you. That's what I do. That's what floats my boat, guys. So let's float in that delicious hot tub. Ooh, yes. Now, I want to share a question from Gail from New York City. She writes, it's been a while since I said hello. All is going well here. I've now been on the Inside Out weight loss plan for 10 months, the longest I've stayed with any diet plan. I've lost 35 pounds and managed to reverse my diabetes. Can we just give Gail a woohoo? Isn't that awesome? I first connected with Gail when she bought the guided journeys available on my site. She continues, I'm losing slowly, tapping into my true hunger levels and really deprive myself nothing. I've listened to every podcast, bought a journal, downloaded the workbook, downloaded the 3 special guided meditations, and started listening to the podcast again, starting with 1, methodically going through the exercises. I've made tremendous progress and feel more in control. I do still feel a struggle, though, and know that it should all feel easier. I know the struggle part means that I need to be battling internally less and trusting the process more. My question to you today is something that I think many listeners might benefit from. I've identified my triggers, and you're right, there aren't that many, but the ones I do have are quite strong. I'm hoping you could devote a podcast as to what is in the secret sauce that you talk about addressing your clients' triggers. In other words, what's the secret sauce to address a trigger? The redos help, but don't completely tackle them. For me, the main trigger has to do with when food is available out for public consumption that I definitely didn't choose. I call it free food. Where there's a bowl of chocolates available in a public space or candy or snacks, the free food sneaks up out of nowhere. The bank, the person at the next desk at work, at a committee meeting, the hostess puts it out on the table with the tea and coffee. Your podcasts encourage us to think about our triggers, but I'd love it if you could go a bit deeper as to the step-by-step process you recommend in addressing and ultimately tackling them. Thanks so much for your guidance and wisdom. I love Gail's imagery. I just feel myself in one of her environments there with the food kind of sneaking up on her and popping out from behind corners and on top of desks. When you least expect it, you think you're going to the bank, and the next thing you know, ambushed by the candy bowl. I just hate it when that happens. So, step by step, what do you do to really address a trigger that goes beyond the redo? Because the redo is a bang-up behavior change technique. Running a mental movie, imagining yourself being the way that you'd like to be in a similar situation. In other words, rewriting the past with the way you'd like to be in the future. And we're going to get to this right after we come back from a break. Because you're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. Do you sabotage yourself every time you get started with a new weight loss program? Then perhaps it's time to sabotage your self-sabotage using a guided journey available at reneemethod.com. That's reneemethod.com. reneemethod.com. And by the way, I've had to remove the Inside Out Weight Loss Workbook from sale. But something even better is in the works. A more comprehensive step-by-step program will be available as a book coming soon. I can't wait to share it with you. We are back now, and we're talking about kamikaze candy, camouflaged caramels, and sneaky snacks. Throwing themselves out there at us without even the decency to cover themselves up with a price tag. A little modesty would be in order, don't you think? But no, these guys are out there completely free, just flaunting it. There should be a law. But given that there isn't, we have to mount our defense strategy with the most powerful, most destructive weapon we have in our arsenal, which is indifference. Yes, indifference. The famous take it or leave it, I couldn't care less attitude. That's what we need. Because think about it, those exhibitionists, they get off on attention. They love attention. Ignore them and they got nothing to do. I know it's a sneaky weapon of mass slimming power, but sometimes you got to bring out the big guns. So how do we get there? How do we get there to that delightful place of I couldn't care less? You could be a pencil holder for all I care. All right, maybe a decoration, an inedible one. So we know the trigger. The trigger is the free thing. In this case, that's the trigger, and it sounds like it's a pretty common trigger for Gail because, as she mentions, the vast majority of us have only a few triggers, a handful, five or six. It's just that they happen over and over again. And the free food thing, especially this time of year, is really common, depending on your work environment. Now, we have a bunch of tools in our arsenal, but I want to start at the basics. Because really, if the redo isn't working, that suggests that something a little deeper is in order. Because the redo is really an adjunct. Once you've done the deeper work, you've laid the foundation, then you do the redo to implant that behavior. So the basic checklist is this. Is there any part of me, checklist item number one, is there any part of me that objects to being slim? You got to ask yourself that question because all the behavior techniques on the planet will do nothing if you've got some very good reasons for staying padded. It's true. Like protection. Like you don't want to put yourself out there. Fear of being rejected. Whatever it is, if there's a part of you that has a serious objection, then ain't nothing gonna happen until you resolve and release that objection. For that, you're going right back to the early podcasts, listening to those episodes, or you're going to use the emotional freedom technique and tap on it. Even though part of me really likes being overweight or it's really working for part of me, I deeply and completely love and accept myself and I'm choosing to find a better way. If you're not familiar with the emotional freedom technique, go back to episodes 39, 40, 41. Check it out. Try it out. It's good, powerful stuff. The wording again could be, even though I have this objection, I'm choosing to release the root cause and the weight because I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Bring up the full emotion as you're doing it and tap away. You may require a round or two. And in fact, if this is a very sensitive issue for you, if it's a big issue for you, I encourage you to find somebody else to take you through it. And while you're at it, see if that person wants to be your buddy, your inside out weight loss buddy, so that you can go through the program together, supporting each other. Gosh, a daily buddy is really awesome. Go recruit somebody or join the Inside Out Weight Loss Yahoo group and solicit a friend. Find a friend. Start your own support group. Call up your best friend from college, from high school, from your last job, whoever it is. Have them take you through it because they can then manage the process while you are fully in the experience. That's one of the reasons that when I do it with my clients, it tends to be extremely powerful because I can be the guide and they can fully be in the experience. So that's step one. We're going to find out if there's any part of you that objects, or here's another way to say it, very powerful. Check in with this when I say the question, notice any immediate reaction. Is there any part of me at all that finds it scary to be slim? Any part of me that finds it scary? What comes up for you? If you have no objections, no part of you finds it scary, proceed to step two. Pass go and collect $200. Oh, and I forgot to mention, there is a third way, which is through the guided journey available on my site. It's called Sabotage Self-Sabotage and resolves the conflict, the inner conflict of part of you that says, yes, I want to be slim, and another part of you that says, no, I don't want to be slim. I'm getting something out of being the way I am. That's why I am this way. That's really key. Did you get that? If you are overweight, there are reasons that you're overweight. You are that way because it's working for you at some level. By reasons, I don't mean because your mother was overweight and your cat is overweight. I don't mean because you have a slow metabolism or big bones running your family. No. I mean that it's working for you. There's something about it that works for you. It could be a feeling of a bond with other family members, feeling close to your sister, your brother, your mother, your father, grandparent. Could be something like that, but there's something in there. And as soon as you resolve that, release that, find other better ways. I don't mean annihilate it. I don't mean win it. I don't mean tackle it. I mean release it. Find other ways that are more positive, that work for all of you to accomplish the same objective. What is the objective? Whatever it is that you're getting out of being overweight. If what you're getting out of being overweight is protection, is safety, is comfort, then safety, protection, comfort, all A-plus things, great things. We want them all. We want more of them all. We want more of them all. And a slim body all at the same time, wrapped up with a big old beautiful bow on it, opened up with surprise and delight and integrated into the deepest essence of our being in the present, past, and future. That's what I'm talking about. Now, there's more to this story, as you might have guessed. We've passed go, we've collected our $200. We found any high level, any big kahuna objections or fears in there, and we've addressed them through EFT, through listening to the earlier podcast on self-sabotage, or even downloading the Sabotage Self-Sabotage Guided Journey available on my site. Now, proceed to step two on Inside Out Weight Loss, episode 150. Have I really been talking for that many podcasts? Unbelievable. Well, thank you for listening, because that brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. My website is reneemethod.com. That's reneemethod.com. reneemethod.com. You'll find links to the transformative downloads there, as well as to the podcast that you're listening to now. How about that? This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.